It's troubling times right now for Midwest farmers. Farm income is down for the fourth straight year. Prices for the most important crops are down. Some are comparing it to the 1980s farm crisis, one of the worst farm depressions in U.S. history. We asked Harvest Public Media's Peggy Lowe to look into the economics. She found that the term crisis depends on who you ask.
Of all the expensive machinery Tom Giesel works on his central Kansas farm, his favorite sits in his home office. That's a microfilm machine, like the ones you used at your high school library. Giesel is a 64-year-old farmer who also happens to be the historian of the National Farmers Union.
Best investment ever made.
Today's history lesson, the 1980s farm crisis, when declining prices and land values sucked farmers into a vicious cycle of bankruptcies.
I remember in the early 80s what happened and how it happened. And I went back, I've done some research and tried to do some parallels and comparisons.
Today, Giesel worries that history is repeating itself. Farmers face tight margins and often are in debt. Farm income has steadily dropped since 2013 because of a global grain glut.
There are still piles of grain from last year on the ground, and we're harvesting this year's crop. So what does that tell you about oversupply?
Fearing the worst, the National Farmers Union in May set up a farm crisis webpage with information about loans, mediation with creditors, disaster relief, and a suicide prevention hotline.
We're running on empty. The farm crisis is real.
Crisis is a very personal concept. Okay, what's a condition for someone else might be a crisis for me.
Bill Watson is president of the agribusiness division of UMB Bank, a top 20 farm lender based in Kansas City.
A lot of people say, is this the same kind of thing that we were in the 80s? Okay, and my answer to that is clearly no.
Watson says there's a couple big differences. Farmers carried a lot of debt in the 80s, and interest rates were very high, upwards of 20%. Yet he agrees that farm income is a problem. The USDA says it was cut in half in the last 4 years. Beyond losing money each year, Watson says that for farmers, all that matters is
whether you fail making a payment on your equipment, a payment on your land, a payment to your landlord. That's when things really start to change for you. And so I would submit to you that's the definition of a crisis.
Our take is that we are in an adjustment period in agriculture.
I talked to David Widmar via Skype. He's an ag economist at Purdue University in Indiana who prefers the term adjustment to describe the recent downturn in the ag economy. He points out that farm income is down from a high point in 2013. Another big difference between today and the 80s? Back then, exports had dried up thanks to the Soviet Union embargo.
So agricultural exports, I wouldn't say collapsed, but severely pulled back. And we haven't seen at this point a significant drop or a pullback in demand to those 1980 levels.
No pullback, perhaps. And overseas sales today are steady. But some worry that President Trump's undoing the Trans-Pacific Partnership and his strong talk about renegotiating NAFTA will change that.
Now here's some more of my fields. The field I farm up there on the hill made a little over 100 bushel an acre.
Tom Giesel and I moved to his other office, his pickup, where we drove out to see some of the 1,800 acres he planted in wheat. It was newly harvested that week, its shiny golden stubble sticking up from the ground. Giesel is the fourth generation of his family to farm here in central Kansas. He's 64 years old, and because of the bad times, he sometimes wonders if he should retire early.
But I think people my age are saying, okay, they say there's another 2 or 3 years before this turns around. Well, I'm losing money. So that means if it goes 2 years this way, then I have to work another 4 or 5 years to get back where I'm at today. So why carry on?
Congress is working on the next farm bill, which pumps money into a safety net. Farm advocates say this is not the time to cut that funding. Peggy Lowe, Harvest Public Media.